in his memoir, Life is What You Make of It.
在那个一个回忆录中，这个回忆录的名字叫《生活是你创造的》。
The Emmy Award-winning musician Peter Buffett explains why he appreciates his father.
那个 Emmy 奖获得者的一个音乐家叫 Peter Buffett。
You see, Peter Buffett has a very famous and very rich father. His father is multi-billionaire Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is considered one of the world's richest men.
Warren Buffett 就等同于富有的人。
When Peter was 19 years old, he received an inheritance from his father. His father gave him $90,000 in stocks. That's a lot.
很多吧?
But keeping in mind, his father is multi-billionaire.
但是想一想,他爸爸是一个亿万亿万富翁哦。
The beginning sounds like dad is a little bit cheap.
如果这样讲的话，他爸爸太抠门了。
In fact, this will be the only money that Peter Buffett will receive from his father for his own use.
这笔钱就是仅有的他爸爸给他作为他私人用的钱。
Peter Buffett struggled most of his life as a musician.
其实他在他的音乐事业上，他非常他遇到很艰难的时候。
At one point, he had to take a second mortgage on his house in order to take the show on the road.
在一段时间，他必须去第二次贷款，这样他可以有些钱来让他的演出。
At one point, he was desperate. He asked his dad for a loan.
所以他实在没有办法，然后就去找他 daddy 借钱。
His dad said no.
他爸爸说不行。
And at the time, Peter was very upset.
这个时候 Peter 当然不高兴了。
Your father is the richest man in the world.
你爸爸这么在世界上那么富有。
And he wouldn't loan you a few bucks.
他怎么一点钱都不愿意借给你。
But Peter Buffett wrote that years later he understood and he thanked his father for it.
在几年以后 Peter Buffett 他在他的回忆录中写了他很感激他的父亲。
He said he's thankful that his relationship with his father isn't justDescribed in the form of a check.
他很感激，他跟他的爸爸的关系不是是一张支票的关系。
Just a few years ago, Peter Buffett and his siblings received another inheritance from their father.
就在几年前 ，Peter Buffett 和他的兄弟们又从他爸爸那得了一笔钱。
This time around, Peter and his siblings each received $1 billion.
这一次，他跟他的弟兄们每一个得到一个亿。
Not for their own use.
但是不是为他们自己。
But they are to form a foundation each on their own to give that money away.
但是这个钱是给他们做一些做基本的钱，让他们把这个钱再会给出去。
Peter was shocked by the size of the gift and what his father wanted them to do with this money.
他太吃惊，他爸爸给他们这么多钱，而且他爸爸要他们用这个钱所做的事情。
His father challenging them to give this money away in the most effective way possible to do the most good in this world.
他爸爸是想让他们用这笔钱去做最有效的事业。
Peter wrote that the inheritance from my father continued to surprise, amaze, and challenge me.
他爸爸这笔财产。一直不停地给他有很多的吃惊，或者是让他有很多的目标要去挑战他。
It's a joy to be with you this morning.
啊，很高兴与你在一起。
It's always great to see Paul and Hildy and their family.
当然见到Paul 还有他们一家也是很高兴。
And it is an honor to preach at God's house.
啊，我很感到很荣幸能够在您这讲到。
Kept coming here from Houston, I said.You all are living in a very blessed place.
我从休斯顿来，知道你们真的是很被祝福啊。
Houston is already about 90 degrees with 90% humidity.
休斯顿现在已经是九十度天气，而且是90%的那个湿度。
And I said, at this very blessed place, you have a very blessed church.
你们是很受祝福的地方，也是很受祝福的教会。
And one of the things of blessing is that God's intention for blessings is never intended just for us to receive.
但是神的祝福不光是让我们接受，
but for us to become blessings.
而是让我们要把这个祝福流出去。
And like Peter Buffett, we have inheritance from the Lord.
就像 Peter Buffett 一样，我们从上帝那得了一些产业。
Now sometimes you may wonder.
但有时候你会想，
What is this inheritance from the Lord?
神给我们的产业是什么呢？
There are times when you may wonder, how come my prayers to the Lord was not answered?
很多时候在想，哎呀，我的祷告上帝没有听啊。
Well, what does it mean to be a child of God? And because a lot of times I feel desperate, I feel needy, rather than feeling exalted, rich, and empowered, like the Bible seems to describe we should be.
我们说我们是神的孩子，可是我们常常在很需要的时候，我们并没有觉得我们得到应有的帮助呀。
So this morning we want to look at the topic of a glorious inheritance, from the book of Colossians.
所以今天我们要讲在哥罗西书里谈到的一个荣耀的产业。
And we want to look at how God's inheritance for us makes a difference in our life.
我们要谈到神给我们的这个荣耀的产业怎样在我们生活当中有起到作用。
And we're looking at from Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 9 to verse 14.
我们要看哥罗西书第一章从第九节到十四节开始。
Now, first of all, that's just a few things about the background of the book of Colossians.
我想讲一些这个哥罗西书的一些背景。
First of all, it was most likely written by the Apostle Paul while he was imprisoned in Rome.
这个书大概是那个保罗在罗马的狱中所写。
The city of Colossae is actually a very small place.
哥罗西实际上是一个很小的地方。
Now, the city of Colossae are sandwiched between two much bigger cities, the city of Laodicea and the city of Hierapolis.
哥罗西实际上是被夹在两个大城市当中，一个是老底嘉，一个是希拉波里。
But Paul did not write to those two larger cities.
但是保罗没有写信给那两个大的教会。
In fact, the city of Colossae was never even mentioned in the book of Acts.
其实在使徒行传中也没有提到这个老底嘉教会。
You know what this says about God's heart? It tells us that God doesn't look at a church's size. God, every church is dear to his heart.
神的心意是什么呢？他并不是看这个教会有多大，他是看
And so, therefore, when the Apostle Paul wrote to this church, in fact, Paul himself has never been to Colossae.
其实当保罗写信给哥罗西教会的时候，他并没有去过那个教会。
But when the Spirit of God moved him to write this letter, that we have this important book that's in front of us today.
当圣灵感动他写这个时候，所以我们才会有这本书。
And Colossians chapter 1, just a little bit of background here, Paul was rejoicing over the good report, the good news he was hearing from this church.
所以保罗在第一章中他就谈到他非常高兴因为他听到很多好消息
He said that he couldn't stop giving thanks for them
他写到他不住的要感谢
In verses 4 and 5 he says that he think about the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven
在第四章第四节第五节他想到他们想到他们所存的爱心和信心是在天上所存的盼望
We just sing a song about
我们刚刚唱那首歌
Heaven And he says that the hope for us that is stored up for us in heaven.
他谈到我们的盼望是在天上。
He says that he's describing that the Colossians are a people with hope.
他说哥罗西教会的人是充满盼望的。
I do not know if you live your everyday life in light of your hope that is stored up for you in heaven.
我不晓得你是不是生活在一个充满盼望的生活当中。
Then Paul talked in verse 6, he said that about this gospel, he said all over the world that this gospel is bearing fruit and is growing just as it is doing among you.
当保罗谈到这个福音的时候，他就谈到因为这个福音在因为自从你们听到这个福音后所结的果子和增长。
He said that this gospel is making a difference in the lives of people.
因为这个福音就在对人的生活带来很多的改变。
And I can see that is also true here in this church in Ithaca.
我也能看出这个福音也在这个教会带来改变。
So with that understanding of background here, we want to look at two things relating to inheritance from Paul's letter here, beginning with verse 9.
所以我们了解了背景后，我们就可以来看这个产业。
And then the first thing we're going to talk about is how we are to receive an inheritance that is deep in the knowledge of the Lord.
我们首先要谈我们怎样来更多的认识神然后才能承受这个产业
Verse 9 it says that for this reason since the day we heard about you we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding
第九节说因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
Paul was praying for this church, but he wasn't praying about the church's problems. He was praying for something much, much bigger.
保罗在为这个教会祷告的时候，他不是说为这个教祷告为他们祷告他们的问题，他是更多祷告的是更多更深的东西。
What was he asking for?He said, I can't stop praying for you that I ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will.
他祷告是说让满心知道神的心意 充满各种的悟性和智慧
Now, who would like to know God's will and be filled with the knowledge of God's will here?
谁想
Okay, I saw three people.Okay, I saw a few more people. Now, what do you think of when you think of the knowledge of God's will? What do you think of?
当你想到神的旨意的时候，你想到什么呢？
Well, if you're like me, or if you're like the people at my church, most of the people, when you talk about God's will, they think of things like this.
如果你像我也像很多人一样，如果你谈到神的旨意的话，你会说神的旨意是这样的。
They think,where should I go to school? Or where should I go to graduate school?
在想哦，到底我去上哪个学校呢？去哪个地方读研究生？
What kind of job offer? What company should I work for?
怎么样的工作我要选择呢？怎么样的公司我会去呢？
Who should I marry? Or who should I date?
我应该跟谁谈恋爱？跟谁结婚呢？
And stuff like that, isn't it?
就像这样的。
When we think of God's will, we think of these things.In fact, I think people would like nothing better if God's functions kind of like a GPS. Paul and I were traveling to see Niagara Falls, and then I bought my GPS because driving in New York State, New York State driving is crazy. So we're thankful for GPS, and you know, what's great about GPS is the turn-by-turn instruction, isn't it?
Yeah. 我很感谢这 GPS, 它教你啊，就从哪儿转，从哪儿转。
I mean, you could be a complete airhead and just listen to right turn, left turn.
你不用用脑子，你就只要听好了，往左转，往右转。
And so a lot of us, when it comes to God's will, we're thinking that, wouldn't it be nice if God just be this one big GPS?
要是神就像这个 GPS, 那有多好。
Okay, go to this school.
去这个学校吧。
Take that job.
接受那个工作。
Marry that girl.
跟那个女孩结婚。
Now, wouldn't life be a lot simpler that way?
这样就比较简单。
But when Paul was praying for the Colossians about being filled with the knowledge of his will,
当保罗在为哥罗西教会祷告时，让他们满有神的旨意。
He wasn't talking aboutA turn-by-turn life directions.
他不是讲生活的方向应该怎么样。
Can God direct us in the decisions of life?
神能指导我们生活当中决定吗？
Yes, He can.
是的，他可以。
But does God always provide GPS-style directions?
神是不是总是跟像 GPS 一样给我们方向呢？
No.
不会这样。
Because a lot of times, God wants us to learn to do what?To make decisions according to his heart.
所以常常神是让我们按照他的心意来做决定。
It's part of growing up maturity, isn't it?
这是我们属灵的成长。
When you are little, when your kids are little, they come and say, Mom, Dad, should I wear this shirt today?
我的孩子，当孩子小时候，他会到母亲面前，妈妈，我今天能不能穿这个鞋啊？
When your son is 28, you don't want to like, Dad, should I wear this shirt today?
当你的儿子二十几岁，你不想让他这样子来找你。
That'd be scary.God, in His desire to see us mature, He would not always give turn by turn instructions in life.
神很愿意，很想让我们像不要像他为他要turn by turn，就是转去转来这样子的知识。
So therefore, when he's talking about here to be filled with the knowledge of his will, he's not talking about to know all about the right turn, left turn, but to really know God Himself.
所以他在所讲的蛮有蛮知道神的旨意，是让不是让我们知道turn by turn，而是让真的认识真的真更多的知道神。
What he's talking about here in verse 10, he said, growing in the knowledge of God. The word here, the Greek word is the word to know with a special prefix. It's the word we call epignosko, which means it's an intimate, deep knowledge.
更多的了解神在这地方 understand 在希腊文当中不是只是很表皮的认识，而是真实的真正的去了解。
It is not to know about God.
不是说你是知道神
but to really know and experience him, to really know him.
而是真正的了解他，然后经历他，体验他。
One time I was watching the news. It was preseason football, a fan, a woman ran on the field and was about to hug the quarterback, and she was crying out the quarterback's name.
有一次我在看足球，看见一个女的跑到足球场上去拥抱那个 quarterback。
And the security quickly intercepted her and pulled her, dragged her off the field.
当然警卫就把她拉开了。
And she's crying out, 出来出来 and she's getting dragged out of the field.
她不停的吼叫她的名字。
You know, I'll bet that lady has all of Troy Aikman's posters, information, his news, all over her wall. She may even know all about Troy Aikman's life. But does she know Troy Aikman? She doesn't. Does Troy Aikman know who she is? Does not. Our knowledge of God is not knowledge about God, but an experiential knowledge to know God and never be known by Him.
你认识神不是说你都知道神的这些圣经上的知识，而是你真正的体验。神也知道你。
So when Paul talks about here, this wisdom and understanding.
当保罗在谈到这个智慧和悟性的时候
This wisdom and understanding you may jog your mind to remember like in Proverbs that talk about wisdom and understanding a lot
你会想到在箴言里边的谈到的智慧
For instance in Proverbs 2:2
在箴言第二章第二节
It says that turn your ears to wisdom and apply your heart to understand then you will understand the fear of the Lord
侧耳听智慧专心求聪明
You know中文的聪明 here is not it's an old understanding of 聪明 it's really better understanding as 悟性 because 聪明 nowadays when people think of it you think of it as smart but that is not what it's talking about
yeah, your understanding 在中文不是聪明它是一种悟性
it is to understand the heart of God
你是领悟神的心意
now why is it so importantThat the first thing Paul is praying for these people, that he's praying for them to have this wisdom and understanding of God.
为什么保罗把为他们祷告有智慧有悟性把它看得那么重要呢
Because God wants us to have the very best in life.
因为神是让我们在生活中得到更好的。
Now you may think of the best in worldly terms. Why do I...Go to this school and not say that school.
你会想到世上最好的东西是为什么我去这个学校不去那个学校
Why do I get this job position and not that job position?
Why 我为什么得的是这个工作而不是那个工作
But when it comes to God's heart for us, He wants the very best for us. And you know what is the very best in the universe?
当神的心意的时候藏的最好的，你知道在宇宙当中最好的是什么吗？
It's God Himself.
就是上帝他自己。
There is nothing better in the universe than God Himself.
没有什么能比得过上帝他自己。
This is why if you go back to the Old Testament, when they were dividing the land, and this tribe get that land, that tribe get that land, and God said, the Levites, don't get land.
当所以在旧约圣经当中在谈到那些部落支派，你分到这块地，分到那块地，但是神说利未人没有产业。
So in Deuteronomy 10:9 it says that for he himself shall be their inheritance.
所以在生命记第九章，神谈到他自己是他们最好的产业。
That's the best.
那是最好的。
God, Paul is praying for the Colossians, and God's purpose for the Levites is the same as God's heart for us. The Lord wants us to have the very best, which is what? To know Him, to possess the Lord Himself.
神对利未人的心意就是他自己成为他们最好的产业，同样适合我们今天，他自己是我们最好的产业。
Why is that important?
为什么那很重要呢？
This has to do with the nature of relationships.
这个跟我们与神的关系很有
意思，是一切的关系，
很一切的关系。
For instance, if you have a best friend,
例如你一个很好的朋友，
I want you to think about how has your best friend affected you, and how has you affected and influenced your best friend.
我在想，如果你一个很好的朋友，你就会想他怎么来影响你，或你怎么来影响他。
Think about a more superficial friendship.
再想想一个比较肤浅的这种友谊。
Do you see much of that kind of influence?
你能看到很多影响吗？
Because deeper the relationship, deeper the life impact and influence.
你们关系越深，那你们之间的相互影响就会越深。
This can work in a bad way.
也可能就是。这种反面的。
You choose the wrong kind of friends.
你选错了朋友。
They're going to affect you.
他会影响你。
That's why friendship matters. You have to choose carefully.
所以友情真的是有关系。
But on the other hand, if you choose wisely,
在另外一面，如果你
if you build a deep friendship with someone who is godly, who loves Christ,
如果另一方面你选择了很好的朋友，不合很。
That person is going to start affecting you.
那个朋友也会来影响你。
This is why fellowship is so important.
这个就为什么我们的团契很重要。
In my friendship with Pastor Paul,
我跟 Pastor Paul 的友情。
I remember back in those days when Paul and I both mainly doing youth ministry.
我想到当原来我们都在做那个青少年的施工时候。
I think it was every other week we used to take time off for lunch and meet at Memorial Park for lunch.
我们常常隔一个礼拜就会再去吃一个中饭。
And we'll catch up on things and we'll share prayer requests and we'll keep each other accountable.
Yeah, 我们常常一起分享，然后一起祷告。
And I still remember that some of the qualities of Paul, how was influencing me and affecting me, and helping me to see areas where I needed to grow.
我很感谢保罗常常给我让我看到一些我自己没有看到的东西的方面，缺陷的方面。
I can be kind of loud and critical.
我不太批评。
我喜欢批评。
他是老板，然后喜欢批评人。
And Paul is much more gentle and bears people's faults.
但是保罗呢比较能容忍，而且能比较谦和。
I sometimes could have a short attention span on things.
有时候我好像比较急躁。
And Paul is very faithful, very persevering.
但是保罗牧师呢，他会。非常的忠心，而且非常的能够有忍耐。
I'm loud with Christians, but sometimes I'm more quiet with non-Christians.
我在 Christian 面前我会讲话很大声，可是不是 Christian 我都会比较小心一些。
But Paul had a courage about talking to other people about Jesus Christ wherever he's at.
但是保罗牧师呢，他不论是谁，他都会很愿意的与他们谈。
So when I got to know Paul more deeply, God started using his character and the things in his life to change to affect me.
好，当我认识他以后，神就要让我向他学，让他的一些好东西来影响我。
You see, the Lord wants us to know Him because He is the embodiment of all that is good.
上帝让我们认识他，因为他就是全善的、全能的。
And so it is in this process the Lord wants us, so that it says in verse 10, that we may live a life worthy of the Lord.
所以在第十节讲到，好叫你们行事为人都对得起主。
A life worthy of the Lord is a life that is characterized by God's characteristics.
行事为人对得起主，就是我们所行事为人就要蛮有主的式样。
And pleasing Him in every way.
到处宣讲他赞美赞美。
This is bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God.
要结果子， 要渐渐的多认识他。
He literally said bearing fruit and growing is really bearing fruit and multiply, which right away for the ancient readers, it would cause them to think back about the Genesis story, bear fruit and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply.
当谈到结果之时，我们就想到在旧约里边的那个增养众多。
And this whole idea that if you think again, was what Jesus talked about in John 10, about that I am the vine, you are the branches, and if you are not abiding in me, you will not bear fruit.
啊，这个讲我们想到在那个约翰福音第十章，耶稣说你们是葡萄树，我是枝子。
To be filled deeply with an intimate, deep knowledge of God is to be connected with God deeply so that He can bring about the life change.
很深刻的认识神，是让他真的是来了解我们，然后给我们生命带来改变。
And so I want to ask you this moment right now that how is your fellowship life? How is your life right now? How is your walk with God helping you to grow deeper in the knowledge?
那要问问你们的团契生活怎么样，与神同行的状况怎样？
How is your devotional life with the Lord?
你对神的现象怎么样？
It is wonderful that you're here on a wet, damp Sunday morning here to worship the Lord.
非常好啊，今天下这么下雨天，你们还来到 church.
But if your connection with the Lord is limited to a once a week connection, friends, that's not going to be enough.
因为你与神的关系只是一个星期，那太不好了。
So we'll continue to look at this. The next part here that we want to look at, we have first said, is that we are to receive an inheritance, that is the inheritance of the Lord Himself in the deep knowledge of God. And now we're going to look at receiving an inheritance secure in the kingdom of His Son.
那刚刚我们谈到承受神的基业，那现在我们要谈这个基业怎么样在他的天堂里，在他儿子国度里得到保障。
Okay, now begin with verse 11 and 14, 2 to 14.It says, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgivenessOf sins.
照他荣耀的全能，乐意在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜，忍耐宽容。又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
If the first part of that inheritance we talk about is rooted in a deep relationship with the Lord Himself, He is our inheritance.
第一部分谈到的那个承受的基业就是。
Here, when he talked about inheritance, he said that we have been qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
那这样，这里我们就刚谈到，我们得到这个基业，我们将与众圣徒同享在光明中的这个基业。
The majority of people here are either immigrants themselves or children of immigrants.
很多人在这儿都是新的移民或者他的孩子。
And for the majority of us coming here, one of the most important things that people desperately try to get their hands on is what? Citizenship.
啊，我们很多人来到这里的主要目的，大部分都是想得到成为美国公民。
People are desperate to be qualified so that they may possess all the privileges, rights, that's given to the citizen.
啊，他们尽各种的努力来得到这个公民的身份，这样他就可以享受所有公民的这些权益。
The second part of what we're talking about, this gift, this glorious inheritance, has to do with how God has qualified us in a much more important inheritance, much more important citizenship.
我们现在谈到神让我们同享这个基业，远远重于成为一个公民。
And it is the receipt of this inheritance that enable us to go through life with grace.With power, with peace.
所以我们得到的基业才能够使我们能够走这条道路，有平安的。
So he said, so that you may be strengthened with all powers.
所以是在各样事上力上加力。
God doesn't partially empower us.
他不是只给我们一部分。
His intention is for us to be fully empowered.
他的目的是给我们全部。
And so he says what? So that you may have what? you may have great endurance and patience.
这样你们才会有那个忍耐和宽容。
N.T. Wright says that endurance is faith, hope, and love in an impossible situation.
忍耐是指我们在一种很困难的状况下，人就有信望爱。
While patience is faith, hope, and love for an impossible person.
而宽容是指对一个不太可爱的人，我们仍然有信望爱。
You endure a situation.
你们忍耐一个状况。
You don't endure a person.
但你不忍耐。
And you have patience for a difficult person.
但对人你是有宽容。
I want you to think for a moment of a situation that requires your endurance and a person that requires patience. Sometimes you may wonder, why me, God? You know, this girl here, she seems to have it all so good. You know, why do I have to have a family like this with a situation like this? You know, how come his life, I mean, his job seems to be going so smoothly, and I'm going through these, you know, these very, very harsh times?
为什么他的生活这么平顺，我的生活要这么的波折？
How come his family seems so understanding and so reasonable, and my families are like, well, let's not say bad words, isn't it? It's so harsh to deal with.
为什么他的家人的相处的理解，我的家为什么这样子？
And I want you to know that God is not unfair.
神不是不公平的。
His purpose in this is so that we may learn the joy of the purpose of endurance and patience, even as God himself demonstrates endurance and patience for a world that is broken. And he said, this is possible. Look at verse 13. He said, because he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
他说这是可能的，因为他把我们脱离了黑暗的权势当中。
The Greek word here behind the term transferred.
在这个希腊文 transfer
the word transfer, the English and Chinese translation here, I think it doesn't do full justice to the original word. The original word really means a very forceful, aggressive removal.
其实在中文和英文的翻译当中都没有把这个 transfer 的那个力量翻出来，而只有在希腊文中才把它的那个力量和那个深刻的意义翻译出来。
It means to be forcefully removed.
它是用强有力的强拉出来的。
Okay, for instance, the same term in the Greek version of the Old Testament is used to describe the Persian king taking captive of the Jewish people and taking them out of their land.
就在旧约里中谈到那个波斯王怎样把那个在约翰河畔中的那些部落人怎样强力的拉出那个地方。
Or in the Kings and Chronicles, they use the same term to describe when a good king comes along and he forcefully cut down the idols and forcefully removing the idols from the among the people.
就像在列王记上或者那个历代志中会提到神怎样的要彻底的除掉这些偶像。
So this transfer is not the nice and neat of.Moving company comes to your house, neatly pack up all your belongings and take you to a new place. It's not like that.
所以这个 transfer 在这个地方不是说很轻而易举，就像一个搬家公司一样，把你的东西搬好，然后把装好，然后把你迁到一个地方。
This term is much more like a daring, bold, aggressive rescue story.
Transfer 在这地方是一个就是用尽了力气去拯救、去营救、去救赎的意思。
And I love this kind of story. And last Easter, a story like this took place off the Horn of Africa.
在去年的那个复活节，在阿拉斯加这个。
不是阿拉斯加，Africa.
Africa, 在非洲
地方。Right near the coast of Somalia.
就在索马里。
And some of you know that what's been going on in Somalia.
你们都知道在那发生什么。
What has been happening in Somalia, the coast of Somalia?
What happened?
Piracy.
Yeah, 有人海盗。
The Somali pirates have been raiding ships, and right around Easter last year, the U.S. flagship Maersk Alabama was attacked by pirates.
就在那个索马里这个海岸的地方，那个美国 美国的船只叫 Marcus Alabama 被那个海盗袭击。
Not only was the Marcus Alabama overwhelmed by pirates, but the pirates, Captain Richard Phillips was taken as hostage.
他不光抢劫这个袭击这个海船，而且还把他们的那个船长都抓住了。
Guess how many pirates carried out this bold attack? How many pirates? Guess how many people involved?
你们知道有多少海盗去袭击这个船吗？
Four people.
只有四个人。
And after they have taken the captain, these guys are so shameless, so brazen. You know what they did? They sent one of their representatives onto another American ship to negotiate the ransom.
你们想象得出吗？这四个海盗当中有一个三个人加进这个菲尔的船长，另外一个人会跑到那个船，美国另一个船上。
So here it is on the high sea, a small craft in the waves, three pirates.Holding a gun against Richard Phillips, Captain Richard Phillips, while one pirate boarded the American warship was negotiating.
三个海盗拿着步枪对着 Philip, 然后另外一个人跑到那个船上去找他们谈判。
And what happened was that kind of story I just love.
我很喜欢这个故事。
And the American captain on the warship immediately contacted the Pentagon and received the presidential okay.
这个船长马上就打电话给那个 Pentagon， 然后得到他们的允许以后。
And three Navy SEALs。
三个那个海豹狙击手。
Okay. Each sniper with only one chance simultaneously shot to death all three pirates and rescued Captain Richard Phillips.
三个狙击手同时分别的开枪，把这三个海盗打。
There's almost no room for error at all, because they're just a small craft, kind of wavy, and the three pirates were holding guns against our captain Phillips.
这个时候千万不能有丝毫差错，因为那个船只在不停的摇晃，而且三个海盗对着这个船长的。
Captain Phillips was splashed by the blood of the shot.A pirate, but he was imagine. I was just imagine the face of that negotiating pirate up there. What happened? He looked outside and he's like, ah!
当时这些鲜血沾满了那个船长的全身，但是他能看到，我也能想象那个在谈判的那个海盗的脸色会是怎么样。
To me, this rescue, this is the kind of transfer that the scripture called. It's a forceful.Dangerous rescue that God has carried out through His Son in delivering us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
对我来说，在这儿的营救就很像我想讲的这个 transfer 这个词，是用了极大的力量来拯救，就像我们被，就像我们的救赎的故事一样，我们被神从黑暗当中救赎出来。
But the story isn't over there, really.
这个故事还没有完。
Because this is really a prequel to the story.
其实在这个故事的还有一个前言。
Okay, before the story, it has to do with how did Captain Richard Phillips become a hostage?
在这个故事的前面还在要谈谈这个 Philip 船长是怎么成为那个人质的。
Because when the pirates secretly boarded the ship,
当这些海盗踏上这个美国船只的时候
，at first they had taken some of the crewmen hostage.
其实开始他们是抓着船员做人质。
And when Captain Phil discovered the fact that some of his crew has been taken hostage, there could be a battle up there, but he would put the lives of his crewmen at risk.
当船长意识到他的船员被绑架以后，他想很难避免征战。
And so Captain Phil negotiated with the pirates, said, "Take me for hostage instead."
所以菲利普船长就跟他们谈说 ，OK， 你把他放了，抓我吧。
He said, "I am the captain of the ship."
我是这个船的船长。
I'm worth more to you.
我更值钱。
You only have three guys here.
你们只有三个人。
It's easier to manage me as one hostage.
你们更做我一个人更容易一些。
You can take me and negotiate.
你抓了我以后再跟他们谈吧。
The pirates thought about it. It makes sense.
这些海盗想想哈，那也比较对。
They gave up the crewman, took Captain Philip into the ship.
所以他们放掉了那三个船员，然后抓了那个船长。
And that's what's so great about this story.
这个故事很精彩。
Because that is, in a way, an analogy of what Jesus Christ has done. When we, all of us, have been taken in the kingdom of sin, in the kingdom of darkness, Jesus Christ offered himself up to take our place, and so that we would be delivered, and he himself took up the risk for us.
这就很像耶稣基督救赎我们的故事。我们原来是处在那个黑暗的权势当中，耶稣基督把他自己献上，把我们救出了那个黑暗的光景。
Each and every child of God,
神的每一个孩子
is rescued from the precarious position of hostage under the power of darkness.
神的每一个孩子原来就是在那个黑暗的权势下的人质。
Powerfully delivered into the safe standing and protection of the kingdom of His Son.
神是用尽了全力把我们救赎出来，进入他儿子的国度。
At the cost and danger to His Son Himself, Lord Jesus Christ.
是他的儿子付上了代价。
That is the gospel rescue story.
那就是福音。
That is the story that gives us the glorious inheritance that makes us no longer under the power of darkness, but now receiving a glorious citizenship in the kingdom of God's Son He loves.
那就是我们的基业，因为我们被救出了黑暗的权势，我们得到了。在天上的国度的荣耀和基业。
I don't know if there's anyone here who's been maybe hearing about the gospel, but for some one way or another, that you have yet to make that decision, say, I want Jesus Christ for my Savior.
我不晓得你们这儿有没有人愿意做这样的决定，愿意接受这个基业。
I'm tired of living under the power of darkness.
我在
to know that the Son of God will give himself to deliver me from the power of darkness and set me free into a place of glory, a place of hope, a place of blessings within God's kingdom. I want that.
我很愿意神的儿子能救赎我，出这个黑暗来，进入一个光明，有盼望。
And in a moment, I want us to pray, and I want to invite you a chance just to pray and think about whether you want to take advantage of this opportunity today and say, yes, I want to be delivered.
我想邀请你们，如果你愿意被释放出这黑暗，
I want to share in the inheritance that God the Father has prepared for me, a glorious inheritance.
我想与你们同享我们的父神为我们所预备的天上的基业。
You know, a lot of people, when they think about inheritance from God, we keep thinking about what inheritance. I'm struggling here in my little life. I need this and that. And God sometimes doesn't seem to be hearing my prayers.
当我们大家在谈到神的基业的时候，我们不太明白到底神基业什么。你看我现在生活这么艰难，我的基业在哪里？
And that's why I think, in a way, Peter Buffett's story really kind of help us to understand this a little bit more.
所以我在想 Peter Buffett 的这个故事能够帮助我们理解一下这个基业的意义。
He received $90,000from the Lord, but it didn't seem enough to him.
他接受九万块的时候不太那么重要。
When he asked for more, his dad said no.
他想要做的时候他爸爸又不给他。
But it's later when he understood that what his father was giving to him was much more than he could ever imagine.
但是后来他爸爸给他多的，他让他不能让他吃惊的时候。
God has, our God loves us, and everything He has is ours.
神爱我们，他的一切都属我们。
And later on, when Peter fully understood, then he received his rich inheritance of $1 billion, which his father tells him that this is not for you, but for you to what? To give away.
当他后来知道他爸爸给了他一大笔钱，不是给他用，而是要让他再给出去的时候。
And this is fascinating because for a lot of us, when we think about that we are part of God's kingdom, and we think, well, if I'm really in this wonderful kingdom, why am I living the way I am? Because we keep thinking that the kingdom is here to serve my own purpose, for my own private personal enjoyment.
当我们想到我们在天上基业的时候，我们就想应该是我得到什么？因为你看我现在状况如此，我能得到什么呢？
But the kingdom is not for our personal, private enjoyment only.
但是在天上基业不是给我们每个人自己去享受的。
The kingdom is definitely a blessing to us.
当然了，它是对我们一个祝福。
But its greater purpose.
但是有更大的目的。
Is to make us blessing.
是让我们成为祝福。
For the people around us.
是祝福我们周围的人。
Because we have become part of the king, part of the king, entering into the kingdom of light.
我们一进入这光明的国度里面，我们是基督的子民。
Let us pray together.
来，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for your amazing love for us.
啊，天父，我们要感谢你，因为你这样的对我们美好的，非常。
It's hard to imagine, Lord, that you will have this rich, incredible inheritance for each, intended for each and every one of us. And Lord, we said, we long for your inheritance. Not an inheritance of the world, but an inheritance of heaven from you.I want to take this moment and ask that if there's anyone here who has never prayed to ask Jesus Christ into your life and to receive Christ as your own deliverer, our Savior, in your life, and I want to ask you to give you this opportunity to make that decision right here this Sunday morning.
啊、我很想利用这个机会来邀请那些孩子没有祷告还没有接受耶稣基督的人今天愿意来做这样的一个决志愿意来成让耶稣基督成为你的救主
If you know that you're still outside of God's inheritance
如果你还觉得你还没有进入神的国度
And you long to receive and be rescued by him、
啊、你很愿意接受这样
You recognize that you are still under a dominion of darkness and you long to be delivered into the kingdom of light. You long to really know your creator who loves you, who made you, and who has a wonderful plan for your life. I want to invite you, you can just raise your hands up、on your own and just say, Lord, yes, I do. I want to become a child of God and I want to receive this gift of God's kingdom, God's inheritance for my life. Do we have anyone here on this Sunday morning who wants to receive this gift and this gift, the inheritance from God on this Sunday morning?
有没有人愿意在今天早上接受神的这礼物
Everybody keep your heads bowed, and if you're someone here that has this heart of wanting to do that, you can raise your hand and put it down and say, Yes, Lord, I need you. I need you to deliver me. I need you to rescue me. Come rescue me and be my Savior today. If anyone who has that feeling today, just raise your hand. Thank you. Once you raise your hand, you may put it down. Anybody else? Do you have someone who said, I need the Lord to rescue me today?
Thank
you. Anybody else?
You say, 还有人吗?
You say, I feel lost in my life and I long to receive your heavenly inheritance for my life. So that I may have the endurance and patience going through the journey of life. So that I may belong to God's family. Anybody else, if you want, just raise your hand quickly and then you can just put it down. It's a decision between you and God. Anyone else? I just also want to ask that for those who already know, you know that you are a child of God.
对那些已经认识神的，你是神的儿女。
But you confess that a lot of time you're more interested in what can God do for me, rather than you're more interested in knowing about God than having taken the time and humble yourself to experience and know God.
啊，我们要是这样子的，因为我们常常是让神为我们做什么，而我们自己没有想到说是。
And you say, I want to know you more, Lord. I want to enter into a deeper fellowship so that I may know you deeper, Lord. Not just a superficial spiritual knowledge for which we can be prideful, but a deep knowledge of who God is.So that God and I could truly know one another, and my life can be changed. But I want you to change my life, Lord.
不是将光是表皮的认识神，而是你与他之间有更深、更相互影响的这样的关系。
If you long for that today, and you feel convicted, that's what the Lord is saying to you this morning, would you raise your hand just briefly and even put it down and say, Lord, I long to know you more. Help me. Help me to enter, to choose my friends wisely. Help me to enter into a deeper fellowship. Help me to really know you, Lord. Just lift your hands and put it down. And the Lord sees it. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love for us. And right now I pray for those who have raised their hands for the first time, wanting you for this to be their saviors. We confess that we are sinners and that we are broken and we need your rescue. Come into their lives powerfully and deliver them and bring them into the kingdom of light. Send your spirit to live in their hearts and never leave, and help them to know that they have become your children. Give them a commitment and deep hunger for you to continue in your church to grow strong as children of God. We also pray for those of us who already know that we belong to you, but we have at times we felt like we have our spiritual life become more routine, and we have settled for the superficial knowledge about you rather than the experiential, genuine knowledge of you. Lord, help us to deepen our fellowship life. That our life may sharpen one another, that we may go deeper in you. Help us to hunger for you more so that our devotion we may be consistent in spending time in your word and prayer and seeking your face daily. And we know that, Lord, that you hear us because you already loved us. Thank you for the glorious inheritance that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank
you for the preach of the revelation.
Let's sing
a response song.
建立一群大能子
For I'm building a people of power.
I'm gonna get out of here.
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。